To another episode of IBC News. We'll be getting going in just a moment. Just waiting for everybody to roll in. As you're coming in, guys, make sure you get down there and hit the likes and retweets. Get the word out there so people know that the news is coming. Appreciate all your help. And we'll get started right at about 5 minutes after the hour. All right, guys, we are coming up on the time, so we will get things rolling. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining this week's episode of IBC News. We're giving it to you hot and fresh, everything you need to know about the IBC and what's happening. We will be pumping out the news in 30 minutes or less. Just as a reminder, we send out a tweet storm after the show. So if you want to read along and find out more about the news that we report, we'll be able to provide that to you with some fresh links on our Cleomedes Twitter profile. So make sure you follow along and check that out. We also have our paragraph newsletter for IBC News that is condenses everything down into one simple, easy to read format. So if you prefer that, we'll give you a link to subscribe to our newsletter. All right, guys, let's see what's been happening on the interchain. So starting out, we've got Picasso is launching their mainnet, which connects Cosmos with the Polkadot ecosystem and eventually Solana, as well as Ethereum. So we've got more cross-chain interconnectivity growing across IBC, thanks to Picasso. Onto the Cosmos Hub, the DCF team has been working with Agoric to draft a proposal for the new pilot program for deploying Atom community pool reserves as liquid staked Atom that is then used as collateral for IST to be used as protocol-owned liquidity across multiple DEXs in the ecosystem. So it's an interesting proposal, kind of a complex word salad there that I just dumped out, but essentially they are proposing that the community funds be utilized with some of the liquid staking solutions and partnered with IST, which is a decentralized stablecoin project on the Cosmos. So we will give you a link to that proposal and check out the discussion. There's definitely some pros and cons that community members have brought up. Interesting perspectives on both sides, but dig into the conversation. And if you've got some thoughts or ideas, make sure you get them heard while the discussion is still open. We've also got a signaling prop up for feedback on the new partial set security proposal. This is bringing more refinement to the replicated security model that the AEZ has proposed. So this is giving validators more choices in which chains they choose to support as opposed to just defaulting them in like it was previously modeled. So yeah, interesting updates to partial set security. Signaling prop is up. Discussion is live. So get in there and dig into it. We've also got CosmWasm signaling prop that we talked about last week continues to be contentious. So there is a minority of users battling out the yes and no's, while almost half of the Cosmos participants are sitting on the sidelines with popcorn waiting to see how the vote goes. So if you are interested in CosmWasm or you have opinions on it, it's definitely a hot topic. So get in there and dive into the discussion. Make sure you get your votes in there. And all you abstainers, I hope you're enjoying the popcorn because it is a spicy one. On to Osmosis. We have the first Osmosis NFT collection from the Mad Scientists. This protocol is launching their token The token is LAB, L-A-B, on a stream swap right now. So if you are interested in participating, there's an opportunity to jump in on that. Exciting to see what the mad scientists are bringing to Osmosis with NFTs. We've also got on Juno, the developer department council meeting minutes have been posted. So if you're curious about what is going on Juno for the developer council, check out that report. We will give you a link after the show. Stargaze is another proposal up. They have Persistence has put up their proposal. The discussion has been open for a while. They got some feedback and made a few changes before posting the prop. But it is currently live today. So Persistence is proposing the community, Stargaze community, use their community funds to help bootstrap the stars and stake stars pool on Dexter. So that's Persistence liquidity, liquid staking solution for stars that they've recently launched. So they're just trying to get some initial liquidity, protocol owned liquidity from the Stargaze community to help, seed that new pool. So check that out, see what the discussion is, and get your votes on there to see if you like it or don't like it. It is up to you. On to additional news in the ecosystem, we've got NIM Network, which is building on Dimension. So this is a roll app chain on the Dimension chain. And they have just recently released their new framework for AI agent ownership. So this is a proposal for allowing more granular definition of the on-chain activity of AI agents, specifically around the definition of user ownership of those AI agents. So interesting, very complex. There's a lot going into this. I'm going to have to dig into it a little bit deeper to get an opinion on it, but definitely interesting and exciting to see NIM Network stepping up with more detailed on-chain ownership of AI agents. On to Ethos news. In Ethos is building on EigenLayer, and they are utilizing an integration with Noble for this new protocol called Stream Finance. So Stream Finance is launching a yield-bearing MEV capturing low funding rate DEX with perps. So those are all the hot things that people are interested in these days. Exciting to see what's happening on the Ethos network as they are building integrations between Cosmos and Ethereum. So exciting new technologies. Check that out and see what you think. Additional news in the Ethereum Cosmos interconnected space that is developing. We have Polymer Labs joining the Celestia Infinite Space Bazaar hackathon. So Polymer Labs is trying to encourage developers to build Optimism light clients. So if you are interested in Optimism and IBC, Polymer Labs is funding your experimentation. All right, now on to Checked news. We have Checked dropping in their second article in a 5-part series about verified AI and how Checked is approaching the solution to the growing AI problem. So if you are interested in decentralized AI and you want to know how blockchain can help provide solutions to some of the problems associated with AI, I would definitely follow along to this 5-part series. It is going to be interesting. We've also got Omniflix hosting the Ultimate Creator Meetup during the NFT NYC. They are calling this the Flix Feast. So if you've been engaged with Omniflix or if you are a creator on the blockchain, definitely go check out NYC, the NFT NYC, and join up the Omniflix team. All right, we've got additional news from Shentoo. They've recently launched their referral bounty program. So they are rewarding users who bring in hackers or projects looking for hackers. So Shentoo is expanding their open bounty program. Exciting to see that. If you are a white hat hacker or a project who wants to look for white hat hackers to evaluate your codes. They have an audit system for Open Bounty. Also got interesting new news from SEI, you know, the network. So they have recently introduced a new wallet on their ecosystem. And the interesting thing about this wallet is it's a passkey first wallet, which means no seed phrases. This is a really interesting concept. I've been seeing passkeys becoming more and more popular, especially as devices like iPhones have passkey functionality, you know, built into them. So with the Say wallet, you would be able to utilize your face unlock or whatever version of passkey that you have to create a crypto wallet. And this is a new trend that we're starting to see. I saw some hints from Kujira that they have somebody building some similar passkey functionality for wallets on Kujira. I'm sure other projects and chains are working on this as well, but it's really exciting for me to see people moving away from the concept of seed phrases for wallet generation. It'll be interesting to follow along and see how the security and recovery options with passkeys, come into play, because without a seed phrase, recovery becomes essential. So make sure if you're playing around with these new technologies, you understand exactly how to recover your wallet. The most important and crucial element of self-custody. All right, so on to Andromeda. We have them partnering with the Web3 University to launch a hub of learning powered by AOS. That's the Andromeda operating system. So it'll be exciting to see what the Web3 University cooks up for us. Hopefully it'll help with onboarding people into the ecosystem. Speaking of onboarding, we have the Careem network recently adding skip protocol support to facilitate simpler cross-chain transaction handling. So if you are a fan of Careem, or if you are a fan of skip and simple cross-chain transactions, this is the kind of news you like to hear. All right, so we also have Router. Router Protocol has recently released their spring edition of the Router Tech fortnightly update. So if you are interested in what Router Protocol has been doing, they have got the update for you. And if you don't know what fortnightly means, because that's not exactly a word that is commonly used, a fortnight is a unit of time equal to 2 weeks. So I believe what they are implying by that is that it comes out every 2 weeks. Anyway, moving along to Sentinel. We have Sentinel releasing their flagship decentralized VPN app on Android and iOS after extensive user testing. This is including the Cosmos fee grant module so that it abstracts away the fee costs for any of the activities that are performed on this app, which is very handy. Always nice to see account abstraction working in the real world. So if you've got Android or iOS and you want a VPN, a decentralized VPN service, Sentinel has got the app for you. All right, so Akash news. We've got Akash has a live proposal up on chain right now for approving their Q2 events budget, which is an essential step in the process for all of the promotion activities that Akash has been preparing for this year. And also good news for Akash, we have the first ever foundation model training completed on Akash Compute. So this is exciting news, in my opinion, for the decentralized AI movement, having a foundational model being trained on a decentralized compute platform. So congrats to Akash. Other compute platform news, we have Kudos supporting Arch tokens for payments on their Intercloud marketplace. Also a great step forward. So if you hold Arch tokens, you can now use them directly on the Kudos Intercloud marketplace to reserve your decentralized compute resources. Continuing to simplify the process of adopting decentralization. So kudos to Kudos. All right, we've got more AI news. So Fetch, last week we reported on the Superintelligence Alliance merger, which is extremely exciting. And Fetch has their first governance prop up for approving this merger. So if you have opinions or thoughts, or you just want to be a part of history, the vote is live. Other live votes out there right now, we've got OriChain. They've got a proposal up to add a hot storage outpost from Jackal. So this is exciting for both Jackal and OriChain. Jackal has been pushing out their outpost program across the interchain, and OriChain is jumping on board. So hot storage is coming to OriChain, decentralized hot storage, which is exciting. Other exciting storage news, we have the Kive network moving forward on testnet with the Kaon protocol to archive Ethereum blobs for the various L2 chains that are utilizing this functionality. So if you've been hearing the scuttlebutt around the interchain about Ethereum and their blobs, Kive is providing archival solutions for this new growing exciting movement in the Ethereum community. So it'll be fun to see how these different L2 chains can utilize the data pools that Kive is putting together to help move them forward in the ecosystem. So congratulations to Kive for one more step forward. All right. To other news, we have Persistence launching a new Xeelee Questboard experience. So if you have been a Xeelee user or a fan of Persistence, there is now a new opportunity to learn and earn on the Xeelee platform. So check that out. I also recently heard that TFM is going to be launching a new Xeelee Quest experience. So keep an eye out for that coming too. Fun stuff for the community to get engaged with. All right. More fun stuff. We have the Noble platform is partnering with Frax Finance to bring their suite of products to the Cosmos. Frax is pretty well known in the Ethereum ecosystem for providing stable coins, and they have been building out all kinds of different, it's a fully fledged ecosystem on Frax. So that's really exciting for Cosmos to start tapping into that. Noble is continuing to demonstrate that they are not just the network for USDC. They are, USDC is just the tip of the iceberg for Noble. They will be connecting the Cosmos to products from all over the ecosystem. And next on the list is Frax Finance. All right, so we've also got Quasar has a prop up right now for funding a one-time transfer of Quasar tokens to stream over the next 30 days to incentivize the Quasar Osmo Vault. So the proposal is live. The discussion is going. If you're curious why they are doing this, check out the prop and see how these incentives are intended to be used. And if you hold Quasar, make sure you get your vote out there, because spending Quasar for incentives will definitely affect Quasar holders. So it is your responsibility to be aware of what is happening out there. All right, guys, that's why we're here, to help you stay aware of what is happening out there. If you've got news that we've missed, make sure you help us out next week by tagging it everywhere you go. If you are on the Twitter and you see something interesting that you want to hear on this news report, hit the hashtag IBC News and it'll come across our radar. We are here to make sure everybody knows what's going on out there. And we rely on the community to help us find out. There's way too much going on for me to keep up with it all by myself. So I appreciate your help. Thanks everybody for joining in. And don't forget, after the show, we send out a tweet storm with links to everything that we just reported on, as well as our new paragraph newsletter that rolls it all up into one nice condensed little bundle. So if you missed it, if we went too fast, or you want to read more, just follow along afterwards and you will get the info you need. All right, guys, thanks for joining in, and we will catch you next week for more IBC news. Motherfucker screaming out loud, looking for murder.
mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner laced, acting non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.